Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Charlie Baker.
And I'm Perry Groves.
And this is the H&J Daily. Me and Perry today for a lovely afternoon. We had a chat about all sorts, didn't we? We tried to launch the TalkSport Tannoy, Perry.
You thought I was
talked out of the bing bongs.
Sean Walsh.
You thought Sean Walsh joined us.
All over your bonfire.
He did. You'll hear him do that as he tries to promote his pathetic sickness. No, it's very good. And it was double comedians today. Rob Beckett joined us today. He's going on tour.
He was having a giraffe, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah, he was having a giraffe. He's going on tour with that giraffe. And he joined us. We also had the title tattle takeover. I mean, a lot of these things, I think we've just started with the title and work backwards, Perry. But people can hear those phone calls. I enjoyed the afternoon. Here's some of it. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Perry.
Good afternoon, Charlie. How are you?
Very well. An exciting evening, wasn't it, Perry? An exciting evening. I missed the first 20 minutes. I took the dog out for a walk. I thought, it's all right, the kids have gone to bed. Mm-hmm. I walked the dog around the block and then I sat down for the football. You know, I'll catch the luck. Missed 4 goals, Pez.
That's right. You had it on catch up, didn't you?
I did see the goals eventually, you know, but missed 4 goals. That was an absolute hammering last night. But Arsenal have been doing it for 3 or 4 weeks now, scoring loads of goals, not letting any in.
Yeah, we're going to speak about it probably a bit later on, but I was doing a theatre date last night with Aston Villa legends. Paul Merson, Dion Dublin, Andy Townsend, Dean Saunders. Sort of brilliant. I didn't have to do anything. I just went, hello, here's your guest. And that was it. Dino spoke for about 10 minutes right at the start. Result.
Yeah.
Brilliant stories. So then we come off stage and then Merce just goes, it's 4-0. And I go, Merce, I've been playing 20 minutes. And then when I looked at the highlights, you know, I don't know if you ever played in a game, you know, obviously massive Torquay fan.
Yeah, massive Torquay.
At the end of the season, when I was playing for the Gooners, we used to have a game at Highbury for people who won competitions or season ticket holders, you know, or whatever.
Nice.
And you'd play against an 11. Sheffield United looked like they'd just won a competition.
Yeah.
That's how they looked when they was playing. Do you know what I mean? They were just all over the place. I couldn't believe that Chris Wilder went with a back 4.
Yeah.
Because, you know, basically, when to start off, you end up playing with a flat back 5, and that turns into maybe a 6 and sometimes a 7.
Yeah.
And they look like that they would have been hypnotised. You know, when you're just wandering around, you don't actually know why you're there or what you're supposed to do. Especially Trusty against Bukayo Saka, when you're like, you show him down the line because you want to get right and you block the cross.
Yeah.
You don't show him down the line to let him get the cross
in. It was a mixture of the two, wasn't it? Sheffield United were bad, did not seem up for it. You know, when Chris Wilder came in, you thought, well, at least they'll have some fight.
He did.
At least they'll
initially
have some fight.
The first 2 or 3 games, they did, yeah.
It'll get them solid. It'll get them up for the fight, you know. But they looked just so disinterested. And Arsenal are playing just great, great football. Their midfield looks great. Saka is world-class, in my opinion. I don't know, you're a footballer. I don't know, he looks incredible to me. And I think they're playing so well. What happens in a dressing room, Perry, when you're on that string, of results, when you're scoring goal after goal after goal? How do you keep that going? And what happens in the other dressing room, the Sheffield United dressing room, when you're on that run of defeats? What's the difference in the two?
And when you're on the run, you don't tend to overthink stuff. You know, you could tell that the Arsenal players are actually enjoying it. And there's a little bit of pressure off compared to last season, you know, being, I think, at one stage, 10 points clear, where you're being chased down and you can feel the tension. Because Arsenal are the ones that are chasing, you don't feel that pressure as much. And you can just tell when they played against Sheffield United. And then I think Liverpool, the 3-1 against Liverpool was massive because Liverpool were in great form.
Yeah.
Arsenal set themselves out tactically really well. Then you come off of that game and Liverpool obviously being one of the best teams in Europe. Then you look around each other and think, wow, we've just scored this lot.
Yeah, if we keep,
and it was all about attitude. It was all about attitude last night. As long as the Arsenal players' attitude was good, which it was. And then if you looked at, again, I looked at the highlights, Arsenal just flooding forward. It was only really Jorginho who sort of just sat there. Every time Arsenal had 5, 6, 7 in the box, because they're like, this lot don't fancy it,
yeah,
and we know they're not going to hurt us. So you can act, they're in this run of form where you can enjoy the games. Now, obviously, we know there's a big game coming against Brentford.
Yeah.
Then, obviously, the one big one is at the end of March against Man City. But at the moment, these players look really relaxed. And the midwinter break came absolutely perfectly because
yeah.
they've come back.
When they went 5-0 up, I thought, hang on a minute,
Elneny's
going to get a game here. he nearly got that bad when Elneny gets a game. He wasn't on the bench, which was the trouble. Well, look, we're going to talk about the title race in a second. We think it's really hotting up, but we want to involve you. 03717 22 33 44 03717 22 33 44 We want Arsenal, Man City, and Liverpool fans, tell us why you're going to win the league. Why are you going to win the league? 03717 22 33 44 It's the TalkSport title race takeover for 10 minutes only.
Say that again. TalkSport title race takeover.
Yeah, we're gonna do other text topics. We're gonna do all those things. But for now, we're only interested in your calls. 03717 22 33 44 You tell us why we're going to win the league. Why you're going to win the league. We will either agree or disagree with you. And then we will come on the air. So we're going to do that in a second. 03717 22 33 44 The other thing this afternoon we want to do on the texts is we're going to be talking a bit later on to Rob Moore about the golden snooker ball, aren't we? The golden ball. And what did you want to do, Perry, with it? What did you want people to text us? Other ideas?
Other ideas, other sports, how you could add to it, you know, with the big money ball,
yeah.
golden ball,
okay.
equivalent at the end. So I've come up with arrows, like
yeah.
the darts. Obviously, if it's a 9-dart finish and then you have a golden arrow, but you have to put it in where the figure eight is, you have to put it in one of the little noughts of the figure
okay.
eight.
And what, so do, you, get? You have a what golden, do they get for that?
For that, you win the game.
Oh,
but it doesn't
okay.
matter where it is. It doesn't okay. matter what stage of the game is. You could be 8 legs to 3 down or whatever, and you say, right, that's it. You win the game and you get 100 grand.
Oh,
you're done.
You get 100 grand as well.
Yeah, yeah. So
you win
like
the game, 100 grand.
Golden arrow.
You never have to play darts ever again.
Like Luke Littler, basically.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
I want to set up the TalkSport tannoy for the rest of this afternoon, Perry. I know you've been laughing at this. This might be the worst idea of all time.
No.
We will find out.
Yeah, I think
it's for the WhatsApp. It's for the WhatsApp voice notes. You know we can do that now on the show. 03717 22 33 44 Same as the phone number. 03717 22 33 44 The TalkSport tannoy I want to set up. Have you got something you'd like to announce on TalkSport this afternoon?
It could be
football based,
funny, could be angry,
anything. But you need to start it with a bing bong. We need you to say bing bong, and then exactly, maybe preferably in a high voice,
yeah.
and then either something you've ever heard on a tannoy or something you'd like to announce to the TalkSport listeners.
Like, could the geezer who's blowing that trumpet
yeah, exactly.
put a massive orange in the end of your
exactly.
trumpet, mate?
Can
you're
I
get
bing bong
right on my pit?
Bing bong, can I have 2 sugars, please? Along those lines, whatever you want to do. It's the TalkSport tannoy this afternoon. It's on the WhatsApps. It's 03717 22 33 44 Send us those. Start with a bing bong. Give us your message. That'll be lovely.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
The title race, Perry, is hotting up.
Three horse.
It's a three horse race. Proper three horse race. I think Liverpool are going to win the league.
Because?
Momentum, emotion. I love their
You've
team.
You've been clopped.
I've been clopped.
You've been clopped.
I absolutely love their team. I think they've got goals in their side. I think if everyone comes back fit, then I think they have got the best squad all round. I think Man City are over-reliant on their front two. But they're an amazing front too. But then I don't know a lot about football, to be honest. So, you know,
I think,
but you do. You're an expert. No, Perry, who's going to win the league?
I said, and people were going to go, oh, is it Arsenal Fest? I've got to keep, I said at the beginning of the season, yeah. And there's loads of clips of me on TalkSport saying Arsenal would win it because of Declan Rice, the difference he would make. And
okay.
Only because when Virgil van Dijk went to Liverpool, no different positions, he gave them that stature and physicality.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Declan Rice has given us. I can't wait for the Man City Arsenal game at the end of March, which is going to be whether we're going to win it or not. Because I think if we don't win there, then mm-hmm. you don't win it. And I can't wait for that matchup. I know we've got some heavyweight boxing coming up.
Yeah.
Rodri against Declan Rice.
You think that's
going to
be
they're
great.
Two of the best holding midfield players in the world.
Rob the Colchester fan on the Rob in Colchester, he's a West Ham fan, on the text said, Perry, we used to tell you how good Declan Rice was. I called in, my son-in-law was always daring me when he played with West Ham. All Arsenal fans are realising just what a bargain you got for 100 million. Do you think he's the difference?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's happened is when he played for West, I think Graham Souness said that Declan Rice, 105 million quid, he can't see a pass. You know, the reason that being is when he was playing at West Ham, he didn't have anybody in front of him. West Ham played the counter-attacking yeah. football, and you know, that's why West Ham fans getting frustrated. Declan Rice used to run 50, 60 yards and think, actually, no, I'm the first man forward here. I've got no one to pass it into.
Yeah.
Now he's gone to Arsenal. He's added his physicality and like his interceptions are brilliant, but then playing with better players around him, having more options, he's gone to another. I think there's another level that he can go to.
Okay. Jermaine Pennant was on this show yesterday and he predicts a massive month for Arsenal in the title race. Here he is.
They've took their 3 points away from Liverpool. That was a big statement. Mm-hmm. And then if they go and do this to Man City on their own turf, then, yeah, they're definitely made massive strides from last season. And they've obviously got that belief that they're worthy of being where they are and worthy of winning the league and taking it away from Man City. So this month is absolutely huge for the title race.
There we are. And Mike is an Arsenal fan. He's called us on 03717223344. Why are you going to win the league, Mike?
Hi, Perry.
Hello, Magic Mike. And Charlie, obviously.
That's right. It's fine. Mike can
and
carry
Charlie,
on.
Sorry, I forgot who it was.
Yeah, it's fine.
Perry,
that's
you,
show
you
business.
You've just been cancelled.
It's fine. Mike, go for it. Tell us why you're going to win the league, Mike.
All right. So firstly, I want to just say, Perry, you and I went to Great Cornet Upper School together.
All right.
Right?
That isn't why you're going to win the league, Mike.
I don't know your money.
You've got one more go at telling me why you're going to win the league or you get cut off. Here we go.
All right, we're going to win the league because Liverpool have huge injury problems at the moment and they are struggling to get, you know, a decent team out. That's why Klopp's young kids came on the final. Mm-hmm. And some of those injuries are longer term. So, and then you've got players coming back who are just sort of trying to bed back in again, like Salah, key player. So I think, although Liverpool have been doing well, if you look at last weekend's results, both Man City and Liverpool scored in the 80th, 90th minute,
mm-hmm.
99th minute to win it, I think it was, somebody. Whereas Arsenal are just going in. As Perry was just saying, they're playing like they really are enjoying themselves. They're having fun. I agree, Declan Rice is massive for the team. But I also think if you look at Odegaard, the front three, Saka and Martinelli,
yeah.
They've just been on fire recently this year. And you now look at the players coming back. So we've got Partey coming back, Tomiyasu and Zinchenko is coming back shortly. Duran Timber is probably going to be the last month, maybe last 6 weeks, we get him back. Mm-hmm. And he was awesome. So I just think, I look at the Arsenal squad, I think the motivation and the excitement around that squad in terms of what they're doing, tearing up record books, you can't ignore it.
Okay.
They're playing out of their skin. I agree with you, Perry, that Man City game is massive, but it's also going to be really interesting what happens this weekend. You know, I guess that there was a question yesterday about do you want to draw, as an Arsenal fan, do you want to draw or who do you want to win? Or I think the draw is the best option.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Mike. Perry, do you agree with Mike? You went to school with him?
Yeah. What's your surname, Mike? I don't know your dinner money, do I? He's going to send the boys around. The Liverpool thing, I just think they do have momentum as well. And Jurgen Klopp putting, I said before, the younger players in, he was in a no-lose situation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because he had to. He wouldn't, let's be honest, those younger players wouldn't have got the chance unless there was injuries. So he's put them in, they've given fresh legs, fresh energy, and they've got that belief. It's not a fluke that they keep scoring goals 85 minutes plus. That's not luck. If you do it once, it's luck. They've done it five times, I think, and scoring, obviously, Darwin Núñez getting in the, is a ninth minute of added on time. That's because they have that belief and they've been there before.
Okay.
Man City the same. Arsenal, obviously, I thought should have won the title last year and they didn't because they hadn't been there before. Lack of experience. Saliba got injured. So this time, I honestly think it's going to go down to the last weekend of the season, and I think it could even be goal difference.
Okay.
So Arsenal flying at the moment could be good.
03717-22-3344. Jay, the Arsenal fan, another Arsenal fan. We're just putting the people on who've called in. If you want to talk about Man City or Liverpool or whoever, you can give us a call. 03, this is the 10-minute title takeover. 03717-22-3344. Jay is an Arsenal fan. Hello, Jay. Why are you going to win the league?
Afternoon, guys. I didn't go to school with Perry, so I can't really...
All right, well,
didn't you go to school, Jason?
Well, add to that. I did go to school, but not with you, Perry. So. Just in terms of Arsenal this season, I think a lot has been said over the last sort of like five, six games in terms of the front three, how many goals we're scoring. But I want to take it back to sort of this time last season. Around this time last season, we lost William Saliba to injury, and we never actually recovered from that point. And then, not long after that, Gabriel wasn't 100% fit. And those two this season have been everything we've wanted in a centre-half partnership since probably Adams, Keown, Bold. You could probably argue Sol Campbell in that.
Colo Touré.
But the key there is they're fit because they are having to do way less work than they did last season.
That's a good point.
Because Declan Rice is 100% protection for those two players. And if you remember back in the Man City game at home, Saliba had Haaland in his pocket the entire game, and it was like people were hailing it as a great performance. So we go to City, if we can get a point there, I think the momentum, the fact that...
No, we need to win, Jay. Sorry, mate, we need to win.
I think we do, but I also think that what we have, and because we're getting ahead in games like last night, the last few games we're scoring goals, what we're doing as well this season, we're able to rotate players.
Okay.
Like this time last season, we were having to play Saka 90 minutes every single game. He never got a break. He's getting 45 minutes off yesterday. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot for a young man, but when you're so reliant on these young players and these forward players to play 90 minutes as we were last season, the team look fresher. They do look less burnt out. And I genuinely think that protection that Declan Rice has given Saliba and Gabriel, I think those two are absolutely... Protection continues. They're fresher. They're better defenders. I don't know if there is... You could argue probably two of the best centre-half and probably one of the best centre-half partnerships in the Premier League right now. Everyone's talking about how good we are going forward, but we really need to put a bit more credit on the fact that we've conceded virtually no goals. I think they were saying on this morning, three goals in the last 10 games that we've conceded or something along those lines, and we've scored 30-odd. So no one's talking about how solid we've been defensively. And people could argue, have they been tested? Have they this? Have they that? You know, we have, but they're just better than they were last season because they're fresher. And there's one man that's responsible for that, in my opinion.
Great. Jay, thank you very much. Sounds very confident. Two very confident Arsenal fans there.
Do you know
what he
said?
Going to move on to one more caller, Perry, but go on quickly.
He was saying when he said about resting players, when it's 4-0 after 20 minutes, I'm looking at going, Arteta, do us a favour. Get Gabriel off, get Saliba off, get Martinelli off, get Saka off, get Odegaard off. It's done.
That's what you want to do, isn't it? Yeah. And there's also a massive title race going on north of the border, of course. Mark is a Celtic fan. Hello, Mark. Why are you going to win the league?
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Afternoon.
We're going to win the league for one very simple reason. We've got a host of players who are winners. They've been over course and distance multiple times. Joe Hart, Callum McGregor, Carter Vickers, the Japanese lads. These boys know what it takes to get the job done. What I will say is Rangers have got themselves a proper manager. There's no doubt about that. Our levels have dropped from where we were under Ange. There's no doubt about that also. Theirs have come up slightly. But I actually think they're both fairly poor teams at the minute. But I just think that our big name players they've been there, done it, as opposed to their players who've got a lot of mental scars from the pastings we've gave them over the years. So I just think that'll make the difference, and we'll see it through at the end.
So basically, Mike, you're saying Rangers are going to bottle it.
You think they're going to bottle it?
Oh, they bottled it all these years. So, you know, the likes of Tavernier and Goldson and Barisic, I mean, if they lost any more trophies, I mean, they could make a Hall of Fame for losers, quite frankly.
With a bit Spursy, are they?
So, you know, I mean, James Tavernier is the only Rangers captain to make it to the Hall of Fame, and he's only ever won three trophies in about 10 years. So, I mean, he wouldn't even get in the front door at Parkhead with that record.
There we go. Just before you go, are you enjoying the job that Neil Warnock's doing at Aberdeen? Mark, third bottom. They've lost three in a row. Bit of a shame for him.
I think they've won 1-7, I believe, I heard this morning. But it's been shocking. But Aberdeen, that whole team, I don't think Pep Guardiola could improve them at the minute. They're miles off it, quite frankly. And he was always on a hiding to nothing. But why are they appointed an interim manager? What they should have done was got the guy in the door, let him find out who his squad was between now and the end of the season, and then what he would then need to rebuild. It seems they're stalling for time. It's a pointless appointment, quite frankly.
Mark, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. There we are.
Cheers,
Mark. Mark, the Celtic fan.
Obviously, they both got beat at the weekend.
Yeah.
That's the first time in the SPL in 6 years that Rangers and Celtic have lost on the same weekend.
Oh, there we are.
It's incredible, isn't it?
They're amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you for all your calls. Appreciate it. Just the fact that Arsenal and Celtic fans called, you know, Liverpool and Man City fans. You can still call. You might not get on air, but you were guaranteed to get on air then. But there we are.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
We've tried to set off the TalkSport tannoy this
bing
afternoon.
Bong.
Bing bong. Bing bong. That's what we want from you. And then some sort of announcement. Mark, the West Ham fan, has done just that on the WhatsApp. Here it is.
Probably the best one was again Upton Park, well over about 25 years ago. There was always a tannoy announcement 5 minutes after half time. Mr. Moon.
There we are.
Has anybody seen Mr. Moon?
It dropped out after that. Has anybody seen? Not quite what we were after. How we would have tannoy. Liked that to have learned,
yeah.
To have gone was, bing bong, has anybody seen Mr. Moon? Maybe not in a high voice, but you know.
Look, bing bong, has anybody seen Moon?
That's what he went for, bing bong. But thank you, Mark. Was that all of it? That was all of it. Oh, there's another one. This is Ant, the Portsmouth fan. See if he's got hold of it.
Hello, is that the Championship? It's Portsmouth calling.
Oh, there we are. Very confident, Ant. Much better.
Yeah, exactly.
Better. If you want to be involved with the TalkSport tannoy this afternoon, doesn't have to be football-based. It can be something in your home life. 03717 223344. We weren't sure if it was going to work, Perry. I'm still not sure. And it's gone out on air.
It's a movable feast, isn't it? And should we critique the bing bongs? That was a very good bing bong.
Anyway, listen, our next guest is Sean Walsh. He's currently piloting a sitcom loosely based on his career following the fallout from his stint on Strictly Come Dancing. It's called Clown, and it sounds a bit like this. Here we go.
Do you take card? Because if not, we'll have to stop at a cash point.
It's Sorry. Paid for.
Oh, right. Lovely.
They sent you the link.
Oh, I didn't actually order it.
They gave you the link?
No.
They show you the link?
They literally just pressed the button. Perhaps I could pay? I'm very happy to pay.
You can't pay.
No, of course not. No, that would be insane.
I called the taxi office.
Yeah.
Hello?
Paul?
I have a man in the taxi and he doesn't have the link.
Hiya, love.
Hello.
Right, don't worry, we'll get this sorted.
Great.
We got the link, love.
No, don't have the link.
All I need is the
no,
link.
No, my phone is dead.
If your phone's yes. dead, I can't send you the link. Us. Can't use the app.
You just can't do anything these days without someone going, do you have the app? What have I become?
That's very funny. You could be a comedian.
Unfortunately, knowing Sean, and we'll speak to him now, that just sounds like a general day in his whole life. Yeah, here we are. Good afternoon, Sean.
Hello, gents.
Hello, Sean.
Can I just say thank you for having me? And I should start by just saying I don't think the ding dong section that you're doing is working.
We've only done two. It's very negative.
Look, I don't think it's got legs.
In the spirit of improvisation, that's not very yes and, is it, Sean?
Sean, can you do us a favour?
Yeah.
Can you not ping bong in, pretend you're someone else, see if you can save it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really even understand it. Why is it? Right. I can ding dong. Ding dong. Hello.
It's not even ding dong. That's not even ding dong. It's bing bong.
That's Terry Thomas ding dong, isn't it?
Anyway, your rubbish sitcom. Where is it? You've made it yourself.
When I was listening to the clip there, and I did think I should say it's more a visual sitcom.
Yeah. It's not it's built for radio. I thought it was very funny.
No, bless you. Yeah, no, that actual incident in the taxi, that actually happened, and I posted it on Instagram, and kind of wrote as it was happening. And then someone on like one of my followers said, oh, you should make this into a sitcom. And then I did. That's what happened.
Ah, very good.
Sean, obviously, it's you, but not you, like yes. from 2009. So you didn't have to really do like a Daniel Day-Lewis, did you? And go and find yourself for like a year and get into character and get the motivation of that character.
No, what happened was so I just kind of thought I'll base it on kind of my life a few years ago when how can you put it? Just things weren't going that well. Yeah.
It's a bit of a dip. Is it a little bit of a dip?
It wasn't a dip.
It was a little bit of a dip.
Yeah, you were sort of thrown under the bus a bit, in my opinion.
Well, no, I'm not going to give an opinion. Okay. But thank you. I thank you for yours. So I'll tell you what happened was I was just about to post it. And my agent watched it, and he didn't want people to think that was my life now. So that text at the beginning, where I'm saying, this is me, but it isn't me, it's based on me in 2019, you can thank my agent for that.
Very nice. Now, you've put it on YouTube yourself. It's called Clown. You've made it yourself. Is that correct? Yes. Is that correct? Is this somewhere? Is this the way you want to go with your career, Sean?
No, of course this isn't the way I want to go.
Making it all yourself.
I'd much rather.
Bing bong! This is the future calling.
No, I would much rather someone actually paid me, Charlie. But we live in a dream, don't we? So if they're not going to, I'll spend my own money. But do you know what? It's so fun because I think all comedians today, we have an advantage that is we can go and make something ourselves. So that little boy, you know, however old you were when you wanted to be a comedian, you know, if you could tell him that you had the technology to actually make something that you wanted, and you could just post it and anyone could watch it, it would be unbelievable. You know, that was not imaginable when I was a kid.
It's a blessing and a curse, isn't it? Because it's like constantly in your pocket now, going, you don't have to sit here doing nothing. You could be making something now. Just at this very moment, you could be making it. And you go, oh, no, that means I should be making it, doesn't it?
Yes, that is the problem. you know, it's there in your pocket going, you could be doing it all yourself, spending your own money doing it. A complete waste of money when you've just had a daughter turn one.
Oh, yeah,
and you're deciding to use her money on a short vanity project. Yeah. Well,
they're cheap when they're one. They get a lot more expensive, I tell you. They get a lot more expensive.
And they start getting an opinion as well. They start critiquing what you're doing. Yeah. That's when it's a nightmare.
She'll be loving the bing bongs, your daughter, this afternoon.
Jordan, just a quick one. I'm not going to have a spoiler, but I've got one of those cases. Everybody's got one of those, like holders, haven't you, a case? And when you go to theatre, I've been in that position as well. So I empathise. Like,
oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, so we've got to talk about QPR. Well,
yeah, but let's do some QPR, yes, Sean, bit of QPR.
Yes.
Marty Sifuentes on fire.
A god. Divine intervention has been sent down from the heavens to save QPR. It's unimaginable. I for pretty much for the whole of the season have thought we were going down, and in he's come and he's managed to work wonders. Although, I mean, I'm sure you've talked about it on the show, and it's and TalkSport have been going on about it. It's absolutely mad down there. The top of the table, the top of the championship, they're all losing, and at the bottom of the championship, they're all winning.
Yeah,
what a league.
And you got,
it's absolutely amazing.
Isaac Hayden coming in, and there's a player, you know, when you think actually there's players in other teams that are too good for the championship, he's one of those.
Yes. I've only, unfortunately, only got to see him once this season, but that, you know, I'm sad enough that I go on the forums and I look up the message boards and he apparently he's been outstanding. I would say also, I have to say, Steve Cook, who Gareth Ainsworth brought in, was one of Gareth's signings, has been absolutely tremendous. I think he should get a lot of credit as well for transforming the team. It's what we needed. We needed that kind of, just that old, Cook loves just smashing the ball. The ball comes
and smashing people,
goal, but and smashing people. You know, absolutely. And I loved, that's what you want to see your defenders do, I think.
Brilliant. It's been so nice to have you on, Sean, critiquing our work as we go and plugging your own work, which is a clown, which is on YouTube. Sean Walsh's sitcom that he's made himself.
You're getting there, guy. You're getting
You're going to get there. Bing, someone's just texted, Bing Bong, QPR are going down. Unlucky, pal. But he's texted it. He's texted it, so it's not as good. Sean Walsh, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Cheers, Jen.
Cheers, Sean.
Very nice.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
We've launched the TalkSport Tannoy, haven't we, Perry? Sean Walsh. Sean Walsh before was absolutely taking it apart, wasn't he? Telling us it was going to be a load of old rubbish. Well, Chris, the Arsenal fan, has got in touch. Here he is.
Bing bong. Can Mikel Arteta please return to the technical area?
There we are. That was it. That was a nice little bing bong, wasn't it? A higher pitched bing bong, I think we need.
It was more of a. I don't really want to do the bing bong,
but it doesn't get on unless you do the bing bong. 03717223344, the TalkSport Tannoy. James, the Arsenal fan, has also done it.
Bing bong. Can somebody please tell Jim White, we know you are on the 17th floor of the news building next to the Shard.
Oh, I don't know how that's gone through. I don't think this should have gone through.
Telling us.
This is on
I
the
repeat, you do not need to keep telling us.
This is nothing to do with bing us. Bong. This is all on the producer. Nothing to do with us, that one. I can't believe
it really
that
should
got
be
through.
Bing bong. Could Jim White please return to the 17th floor?
No. Jim White does a great job on this station, and I will back him up every single time. James, the Arsenal fan, and our producer. I can't believe they're all getting their pick 45.
A bit naughty in there, aren't they?
They're having a little laugh about the bing bongs. Yeah. We'll get them on air to do the bing bongs. There we are. We've also been asking, Perry's been asking, like the golden ball is now in snooker. You've been asking for other rules, haven't you? You've been asking for those on the texts. Greg in Cannock, he says, the golden ball, extra time games, multi-ball, two balls on the pitch. That's what he wants. Two balls on the pitch. I've played a multi-ball game, and it's not as fun as you think it is. Because it's just balls. I was going to say it's just balls everywhere. But, you know, we've all seen that film.
It's all you do is you just look at the. When your ball goes out of your half, didn't you, you think, well, where's the other one? You don't take
exactly.
any notes. Everybody just wants to go forward.
Chris from East Barnet as well says new concepts to improve the game. A multi ball in football. We're all saying multi ball now. In each game, can you shout multi ball? The two balls get thrown onto the pitch. Look, we all want the multi ball until you actually get. The multi-ball, it doesn't work, it's a load of old rubbish.
And that means you've got to get two balls back off Man City.
Exactly.
That's going to be a proper pain, isn't it?
Adam, the Ipswich fan, has texted in bing bong. He's texted in the words bing and bong.
So have you got
quite,
to do it?
Doesn't quite, I'm not doing it. No. I'm not on the TalkSport Tannoy, 03717223344. But he would say, Adam says, we would like to congratulate Leeds for winning this year's championship for the eighth time so far this year. I think Leeds are going to win it. I don't know why. But there we are. Adam, if you want that, Tannoy it.
Don't let Sean Walsh critique put you off, by the way. You know what I mean? Don't let him poo-poo in it, put the bing bongs off.
Exactly. We were having the TalkSport title phone in earlier on, the title tittle tattle takeover earlier on. We had lots of Arsenal callers. We had lots of Celtic callers. We had no Liverpool or Man City callers, but we do have a Liverpool caller now. Chris is on the line. Hello, Chris. Why are you going to win the league?
Great show, boys.
Thanks, Chris.
No, it really is. I love it. Why are we going to win the league? I personally think, well, for starters, I think Arsenal have really surprised me. I think they're playing some great football. I'm glad it's actually not just down to two teams this year. I think it's going to go down, obviously, I think personally, between the three. But coming back to the point, Liverpool, I think if we beat Man City at home, I think then that gives us a 4-point advantage in relation to Man City. And I'm just looking at the fixtures, and I just think we probably got a slightly better run in. But I think a lot of this depends on also as well, because I'm trying to factor in what footy players, what are out of our main first team are going to come back. Klopp keeps his cards quite close to his chest in relation to kind of like a play, unless he absolutely knows someone's right back into first team training, and I think that they've got a chance of getting into the team in like a 7-day, 10-day period. So it's difficult to judge on that, but I'm just hoping, fingers crossed, we get our main players back. And I think if we do, I think the momentum of the whole Klopp thing and the emotion, and I think probably Perry will know himself, momentum in football is very, very important. I mean, I played amateur football. We won the league once. And I think halfway through the season, I think we felt that we were so good from a momentum point of view that I think we would have had the chance of winning it. And we did. I mean, that's only amateur football. Yeah. Obviously, we're talking about the Premier League. Yeah.
Chris, in one word, Chris, who do you fear most? Man City, it's just two words, obviously. Man City or Arsenal?
Arsenal. I'll tell you why. They haven't got European football, and Man City are holders of the Champions League. And I think that there's more. I'm not a professional footballer. Perry was. I just think if in your head, if you've got the chance of winning the league again or the Champions League, hands on heart, what would you kind of sooner have? Bear in mind, you know, a lot of them players have won the Premier League now 4 or 5 times. Haaland hasn't. He's won it once, has he? But the likes of Foden and all the rest of it, they have. And I just think that if we beat them at Anfield, I genuinely do believe that I think they, because they've got to play Arsenal as well. I think, and to be honest with you, I fancy Arsenal to get a result at Man City. I don't know why. I just do like, and I think they're playing really good football.
Talk sense.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. There we are. We had a Liverpool fan. And I do agree with Chris there. Very briefly, we got voice notes and bing bongs to get.
Right. I don't want to get in the way of your bing bongs, because Sean Walsh is like, he's got his ears glued to his transistor radio as we speak. The momentum thing is right, because you don't feel tired, you don't feel injured. Going just roll on. And Ange Postecoglou said a good. They said about Spurs and Aston Villa, you know, going for the fourth position, and Aston Villa having their Europa League games, and Postecoglou went, no, I'd rather play Saturday, Tuesday, or when on Saturday, because your players stay fit.
Yeah.
If you haven't got that many games, your squad players, they're not up to match fitness either. So the momentum thing is spot on.
Ipswich, they were in a slump, but they're coming back. I think they've won 5 in a row. Is that right, Perry? There we are. David's an Ipswich fan. Why are you going to win the league, David?
Good afternoon, Charlie. Good afternoon, Perry.
Hello. Hello, David.
Afternoon, David. Why are you going to win the league?
This sounds stupid, but I don't think Ipswich will win the league. But I think they will. Sounds funny, but I reckon they'll win it, because
we don't think they'll win it, but they'll win it.
I know. Yeah, listen.
Have some belief. Don't talk yourself out of it, David.
They're playing with smiles on their faces. I think at the start of the season, after coming up, we'd have took anywhere above 12th. So anything now is a bargain. I think that they're not fearing anybody. It's like Plymouth last season, League One. But Ipswich and Wednesday both expected them to fall away. They couldn't compete with the money side of it or the squads, but they just kept going and going, and they ended up winning it. And yeah. I think that's the thing with Ipswich. I think, you know, Leicester have still got to play Southampton and Leeds still play each other. Ipswich, I know there's no God-given games, but we've got one team in the top six. It's just watching them play, especially with McKenna's tactics when we've had bad injuries as well. But the people that have come in have done just as good. And the loan signings with Hutchinson and Sarmiento have really added quality to the
side. Kiefer Moore. Kiefer Moore. That's all you need to know, David. All right, then. Well, I will keep an eye out on Ipswich for you, David, even though you think you're going to win it, but you're not going to win it, which made zero sense, but I'm pleased we had the call. It was a good call, wasn't it, Perry?
So that means you think they're going to come second.
Exactly. We're going to have one more bing bong before we hit the break. Here we go. Let's have the bing bong on the voice notes. It's Gary from Bristol.
Bing bong. Free grabber.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Good afternoon, Charlie Baker and Perry Groves with you through till 4 o'clock. Now, you may have seen him dressed up as a giraffe at the weekend at the Brits.
You're having a giraffe, aren't you?
I don't know. Did you see it? Did you see the Brits, Perry? On the red carpet. It's always worrying what to wear on the red carpet. But our next guest, Rob Beckett, he had no such trouble, no such problems, because he decided to go as a giraffe, which is the name of his new tour. It was an absolute bit of genius. Good afternoon, Rob.
Hello, lads. How's it going?
Hello, Rob. Very good. When did you decide to dress as a giraffe? When did it come to you, Rob?
About a week before the Brits. And then I thought it was a great idea. I was really, you know, this is going to be brilliant. But the day of the Brits, I had some severe second thoughts and nerves beforehand. There's nothing more depressing than being sat in a deflated, flaccid giraffe costume waiting to get out and making sure that you can inflate it in time before anyone takes a photo. So
yeah.
I think hopefully it shifted a few tour tickets. I'm back on tour at the end of the year, so fingers crossed.
You are on tour. You're going on tour that spans 16 months.
Yeah, yes.
Three whole years it goes, November 24 to February 26. When you have sort of, your life have completely moved on by the end of the tour.
Well, yeah, to be fair, though, my show does evolve over the time. I wouldn't have the gall to rename it each year, but I get bored easy. So it does change as I go. So, I won't get too bored of it. And I chat to the audience a lot. So that does change it up a bit.
True.
But yeah, if it's too scripted, it's just like doing a play every night, and then that would send you mad. But mine's a bit more fluid.
Rob, you actually got me the sack once, to be fair.
That's nice.
It's the first time I've spoke to you since.
Yeah.
Rock and roll football. And I was like,
"What's your name again, Peter?"
And then they said, "We're going a different direction."
All right.
I went,
what was the direction?
Well, a bit of talent,
you know,
basically.
What the direction was, Perry?
Talent.
The direction was cheaper. I was criminally underpaid, and there was about 15 of you. It was you, Ian Wright, Ross Williams. Stone. There's about 15 of you. Then it was me on my own.
You know what it was? I actually went, "All right, fair enough," and I was a bit like peed off sort of thing, right? So I thought, I won't listen to it.
Oh, that's a shame.
And I listened to it, hoping it was going to be pants. And when I listened to it, I thought, actually, that's quite good. Yeah. They've made a decent, there's a good decision as it happens. Do you know what I mean?
We're both still working, Perry, so let's not make it awkward between us.
I said to Perry, don't bring that up. It advertises another radio station.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I'll tell you what, Perry, if you want cheering up, why don't you get on my website, robbeckettcomedy.com, and buy yourself a couple of tickets.
There he is, buying some, not even offering him any tickets.
I've got to be honest, I was opening him for a few VIPs, you know what I mean? So on your giraffe, you know your giraffe outfit, could you not sneak one of your mates in his hind legs? Nice.
You could have, actually. I mean, Ramesh was in there giving me moral support. He didn't pop out for a picture. But no, you could actually smuggle someone in. It'd be quite a good way to, you know, if you wanted to sneak someone into a nightclub or a stag do or something, you could hide a smaller person in the back, definitely.
I saw you and Ramesh at the Formula One at the weekend. I watched that. You don't drive a manual car, Rob, which was the main problem. So you had to go and do a little driving test in an F1 car.
Yes, we did. We did an F1 special of Rob versus Ramesh. It's actually been the highest viewed show, but I think that might be something to do with Christian Horner being in the news every single day, which is really
helpful. Yeah, right, aren't you?
I must have missed that.
He's in something, mainly the news, I think, is what he's in all the time when I pick up the newspaper. But I'm terrible at driving. I've got and I never did a manual. My dad was embarrassed.
There we are. We'd leave Rob. He'll come back in a second.
He's
in a car park at the moment. That's how bad he is at driving. He's doing the interview from a car, and while he's doing it, the interview's dropped out.
I 100% right. I get the automatic car because when you
he's
go back,
hold on, you can tell him. Hold on, Robbie.
Rob, we'll go, I was just going to say, I get the automatic stuff right. I did. I passed it. When you get an automatic car and then you go back to manual, you think, oh God, this is hard work. What am I? This is
never,
just too
I never
much
did
effort.
Manual. I never did
oh, you
manual.
Went lazy straight train. Away. Right, got you.
Yeah, straight away. Lorry driver, taxi driver. He still asked me when I'm going to do it.
Dodgums.
He's not mentioned the show.
I see that you do so many things. I know you're absolutely brilliant at stand-up and people should go and see Giraffe, absolutely. You do so many good, so much good stuff. I've been on your podcast, Parenting Hell, which you do with Josh Widdicombe. That's a huge success. And you've got a new show out at the moment, Smart TV on Sky.
Yes, me, Josh Widdicombe, Alison Hammond. It's a TV quiz show, but a funny panel show as well. And you can play along at home. That's on Sky Thursday nights, 9 o'clock, or Now TV. Look at that, Charlie. You're helping me do all my PR.
I know, exactly. He's getting them all in. I'm not his agent, not yet. You know, give it a go. Maybe by the end of his tour in February 26, I might be by then.
Also, like, do you need Perry, or can I pop in and do a couple of hours instead? It's not as a getting sacked twice.
Do you know what? I think this is easing me out. This can is you, what I've just...
Can you turn out for Arsenal Legends, Rob?
Yeah. It's like Tuchel. He's going, but when? Do you know what I mean? End of the season, end of the game.
You know what you said about your tour, and you said about the you're going to be in hotels. Everybody, like, of a certain age, when you get a certain age, you love staying in hotels, right?
Yeah.
And it's the breakfast. And there's not many places where you have a free course breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, and also not kids annoying you. The amount of, I'm so bored of making my kids breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
It's painful, isn't it? Yeah. Just, I want that toast. It's too well done. It's underdone. You can just sit there. So I am looking forward to being away.
Kids are annoying. They are really annoying. It's a big trick. I don't know why we have them, because it is so annoying.
What,
it is,
time?
No, just having any kids is just so annoying. It's a massive trick. It really is.
Well, I normally play football on a Tuesday afternoon with the comedians, but I've had to stop doing that now because my daughter plays at school in the school team, and that game's at the same time.
Yeah.
And the right pain.
You could have made it,
I've
Rob.
I've got to watch that.
But for that, you could have made it. Are Arsenal going to win the league? It's been a bit of an Arsenal loving today, but there we are. That's the way it goes. Are Arsenal going to win the league, Rob?
No.
Oh.
Right, thanks for that, Rob. Shame, anyway, I think he's cut out there, Rob.
Thank you, caller.
Then we're not. We're Man City, Will. Haaland. The problem, I think, Rob, we will. Yeah, go on.
Positivity, mate. Got to be positive. As an Arsenal fan, and any other fan, it's the time to get carried away, because there's enough bad times.
Look, I think we should all stop talking about, do Arsenal need a striker, or have we got a deep enough squad? Man City have got this. Let's start working out how many points they're going to get deducted, because that's all we care about now. Isn't it? Everton, poor old Everton.
Yeah,
like,
I know
there's like 100 charges, but can't they just do the one of the charges? If someone's up for like loads, you know, the council don't wait for me to have loads of parking fines. I get sent it out for each one.
Do the main one, the biggest charge first.
The big one this season.
Is it? Yes. Oh, I want a big. I want the same. Oh, even if it's just 8 points, I reckon that'd be enough for us to win the league.
There we are, Rob. You are on tour from November 24 to February 26 with Giraffe. I'm assuming there's enough theatres in the country for you to be able to go for 3 years. So
if anyone
lives anywhere, then it'll be near there.
Yeah, basically. You might have to drive for about half an hour tops.
There we are. And,
in an automatic car, obviously.
Yes.
And tickets on sale via Ticketmaster, and I'm assuming your website as well. Rob, thanks so much for joining us. Really
appreciate
it.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Rob.
Cheers. Cheers, Bell. Cheers.
Bye. Rob Beckett there. Big Arsenal fan. Perry was quite rude to you. I was surprised at that.
No, that's all right. Us Gooners, we don't take it personally.
Don't take it personal.
But it's just a dampener. I don't want realism. You know when you go, nah, just Man City. They just click in. They're just too good.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Been trying to get the TalkSport Tannoy going to varying degrees of success, Perry. Let's be honest with it. Some people have loved it. Some people are not so much.
Still don't know who Gripper is.
Some people don't really understand what it is. It's fine. I think we'll try two more and then we'll pretend it never happened.
So basically, it's as if you're the Tannoy announcer at a game.
Well, we don't know that. I've obviously not explained it well enough because it's not gone great. But let's find out what Connor the Spurs fan...
Charlie, keep positive. Don't doubt yourself.
Let's think what Connor the Spurs fan thinks of it. Here we go.
Bing bong. This is a message to all Arsenal fans. A reminder, the Bottle Job Express leaves the Emirates on the 25th of May. You won't win the league.
There we are. That was nice, wasn't it,
To
Perry?
Be fair, right, I didn't like the content, obviously, right? But that was the best one.
That was the best
that
one,
was what we're looking for. That was the best one so far.
And let's have one more. Ryan, the Everton fan, here he is.
Bing bong. Can someone please tell Everton where the back of the net is?
There we are. A little bit of managerial advice from
Ryan.
Yeah,
but even then, if you're the stadium now, so it'd be bing bong. Can someone please tell Everton to shoot on target?
Oh, there we are. Yeah, I think what people have most liked doing is the
bing bong.
The bing bong.
Yeah,
bit.
That sounded like Hastings bouquet. It did a little bit.
There we are. I think we'll leave the tannoy there till another day. Perry.
Sean's done you. Sean Walsh has done you psychologically.
I think we'll leave it there. If people still want to get involved, they absolutely can. It's been
A germ of an idea, isn't it?
It's an idea there. Maybe it's not been fully thought out.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Lee is a boxing fan, and he's sent us a voice note. A WhatsApp voice note. Here it is.
Ding, ding. Oh. AJ's getting knocked out.
Ding, ding. He's gone boxing.
Ding, ding. He's taken it into boxing. He's gone off bing bong. He's gone into ding, ding.
Bit of an artistic license.
Do you think AJ's getting knocked out?
No, I think he'll be like the gym boxer that he is, where he'll jab, move, make sure he doesn't get hit. Then if Ngannou tires, then he'll go for him. But I think everyone knows AJ. I think the best fight of his career will be seen when he beat Klitschko.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was the podcast. Paul and Andy, rejoice, are back tomorrow.
The proper pilot and co-pilot are in charge
of
the plane.
The proper H&J back tomorrow. Perry, when are you back on the station?
I'll be at Wolverhampton Wanderers on Sunday. On Saturday doing co-commentaries, and at West Ham on Sunday for Around the Grounds, because we've obviously got the massive game, Liverpool,
huge game
Man
Sunday,
City,
yeah,
Sunday
brilliant.
Afternoon.
And I'll be back Thursday for hopefully a birthday spread.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.